The Dorothy A. Johnson Center for Philanthropy on a monthly basis, the happenings and more. Dr. Jody Peterson, director of the Community Research Institute. Busy lady you are. Hi to you, Dr. Peterson.
Good morning.
Yeah, appreciate what's going on. Hey, we've been talking on and off about this VoiceGR. We'll go back in time, VoiceGR 2016. Do you have results that'll be released here shortly?
We do. We're releasing the 2016 results at the end of this month, so in just a couple of weeks here. We typically do a big in-person summit, but this year we've decided instead to try and meet people where they are. So we're putting all the results on our website in the same kind of tools that we've done in the past. We're adding a couple of new tools as well. So one of the new tools will allow, rather than having to go in and look at each question and then see the neighborhood breakdowns, we're going to have neighborhood summaries where you can click on your neighborhood and see all of the questions and the answers for your neighborhood.
Give me a before I go into more detail, VoiceGR, what was the intent here?
Sure. So it's a community survey by the community for the community. This really is seen as part of the Johnson Center's core mission in Grand Rapids. We understand that nonprofits, local decision makers, business owners need data to understand what the real needs are of the community. So we do this through support of a lot of community partners. We do a survey that's online and in paper. We collect the information all summer long. Then we analyze it and we put the results back out for free. So typically this kind of thing is something where you have to pay for analysis, or each organization has to pay to do a survey separately. But we really think that it's important that organizations have access to data to inform their decisions.
And these have been issues that have been relevant. Water quality, racism, discrimination and experiences visiting downtown GR.
Yes. So one of the greatest things is that we partner with nonprofits or decision makers and ask them what kind of information don't they have? What do they need to know that's missing right now? So through that, we've been able to add questions that are really relevant to local happenings, local decisions that are relevant to community members. We ask residents what their opinions are on these issues, how they're affecting them, and then we give the information back. We make sure it makes sense to the residents, that it's reflective of their experiences, and then we help local organizations use that to make changes in their programming.
Those action items ultimately crossed off. You put the results online, what, in an easily accessible format?
Yes. So we have data tools there. So you can see the whole copy of the survey and then every single question on the survey. And you can break it down by demographics like race, gender, age, income, and even neighborhood. So really the goal here is not to look at numbers for the city of Grand Rapids overall, where sometimes differences and disparities can get washed out, but instead look to see where maybe people are having differing levels of success or differing levels of happiness in the city, and try and make a more equitable situation for everyone.
So releasing key findings and then a series of briefs on specific topics.
Yes. So unlike a lot of traditional research projects, we don't put out a big 200-page report on this. We do a series of 2 to 3-page briefs. So the first one will be on key findings, and then we have subtopic briefs that we'll be putting out over the next couple of months on things like health, education, experiences downtown, and things like that. So if there are particular topics that are really relevant or that seem to be getting a lot of traction, we can add another brief and explore that information a little bit more in depth.
And this is trend data for what, the last 3 years?
Yes, we're now able to look at trends because we've had the same methodology for a couple of years. So we can see if any changes are really happening. You know, there's a lot going on in town, and it takes a while to see changes. But we're hoping with some trend data, we can start to see where there is impact being made.
So again, VoiceGR 2016 results released at the end of this month. Have they been is this the first time we'll be seeing these results?
Yes, this will be the first time for the 2016 survey results.
But you know the results.
I know a little bit of them.
Any teases?
Sure. So one of the things that we do is we ask an open-ended question about what you think the biggest strength is in your neighborhood and what you think the biggest weakness is. So rather than having responses that you get to choose from, people in the neighborhoods filled in what they thought the biggest strength and weakness were. Okay. And what we saw this year is that the biggest strengths were community cohesion, the people, and location. So really you see some community strengths where people are saying, The people around me and feeling like I belong, that's a strength. The biggest problems that people were identifying in their neighborhoods were crime, infrastructure, and lack of cohesion. So it's interesting that cohesion shows up both as a strength and a problem. It tells you that it's really important to people, and when it's good, it's good. When it's bad, people really miss it.
Were you content with the numbers that you surveyed? Did you get enough numbers coming to the plate here?
We did. It's always something that we hope to grow year by year. We're actually expanding VoiceGR to all of Kent County in 2017, so I think that's really exciting. We're partnering with the Kent County Health Department, and we'll be increasing the reach of the survey. The more people we can get to take the survey, the greater breakdowns we can do, so you really can see neighborhood-by-neighborhood comparisons. So as we launch the 2017 survey, which will be in May of this year, we're really hoping to partner more with corporate organizations and try and get people who may not be out at community events as much or who yes. may be missed otherwise and try and partner through people at work instead.
Dr. Jody Peterson with us, Director of Community Research Institute, sharing the results of VoiceGR 2016 that will be released at the end of this month. And you are happy to help with local organizations to utilize the data to inform their programming, right?
Absolutely. So really our goal with this is to make sure that organizations have data to inform their decision making. So if people go online, see the results, have questions about it, or say, you know, that's great, but I need to dig a little bit more into this, they can always contact us at the Johnson Center, and we're happy to help them dig into a little bit more, talk about what it may mean, or potentially look at adding questions for future surveys.
Tell me more about the Community Research Institute.
So we're a great team of about 20 research and technology professionals. We do a lot of program evaluation where we help see what kind of impact programs are having and make tweaks to programming through our community partners to make sure that they're really having as much impact as possible.
Great. And tell me a little bit more about you.
Sure. So I've been at the Community Research Institute a little over 4 years now. My background is in community psychology, so I'm really interested in systems level change and helping organizations function better to have better outcomes for individuals.
And lastly, Jody, will there be, remind me, a VoiceGR 17?
Yes, there will be.
Okay.
So it'll launch in May of this year, and that's the one that we're actually rebranding it Voice Kent, so it will go Kent County-wide this year.
Great. Thanks to you again for what you do, and we'll talk again. Again, to find out the results end of March, where do I head?
Go to thejohnsoncenter.org or voicegr.org.
Great. Thanks.